Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise. Today I want to talk about choosing a niche, how to choose a niche, and you know how to make a decision, because you might have researched a bunch of niche ideas and you just don't really know which one to go with. Here I want to break down kind of how to make that decision. So if it's your first time watching one of my videos, definitely go check out my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/niches and get my free mini course as well in that. Don't mind my little kitten here. So when it comes to deciding what niche to choose, I think the first and foremost, most important thing is that you choose a niche that's profitable. So number one, it has to have competitors already selling those products, dropshipping suppliers, all that stuff needs to be verified. It has to be something that has lots of keyword volume and, you know, plenty of suppliers and best-selling products and things like that. And once you've kind of verified that it's potentially very profitable, then you want to move over from there and you want to choose something that you think you'll have the best success selling. And it really depends on you, because if you are the type of person that is just starting out and you're brand new with e-commerce, it's better you choose something that you have interest in or you have experience in selling or using or, you know, something like that, because that way you'll have a better, you know, leg up to sell that product online, because you're going to have to take phone calls or respond to emails, things like that. Now, if you're more experienced e-commerce seller, then choosing a niche isn't really dependent on your experience, because you can kind of learn how any niche works and the products and stuff like that. And you can outsource and have other people learn them and do sales for you and things like that. That's kind of what I do. But before you get to that level, you're going to have to think about the product that you think that you'll be able to sell really well. Because if you lose interest in the product that you're selling, then oftentimes your sales will suffer because of that. Okay, you need to be the person that picks up the phone and closes the sales. So definitely choose something that you're interested in, but is also profitable, or you have experience in things like that. Another thing to consider is just, you know, how risky the niche is, because some niches are more risky than others. What I mean by risky is potential for chargebacks or potential for disputes. You know, you often want to look at, you know, how delicate the products are. That means like if they're too delicate, then they might arrive with shipping damage. And or if they're like very electronic and very complex products, then that might be difficult to set up for the consumer, then it might be something that, you know, they have warranty issues with later on or defect issues with. So less risky niches are things that are just basically turnkey, already set up, plug and play, that kind of stuff, or just, you know, not electronic products. So, you know, every niche is going to have risk, but managing that risk is important as well. So it's really good to look at that as also another consideration. And then once you get into a niche, you'll also discover like which suppliers will set up accounts for you, what their margins are like, if they charge shipping or not. And then you'll get an idea once you get your first few sales, how profitable their products are after shipping costs. If they don't charge shipping, then, you know, great. You already know what your margins are going to be. But if they do charge shipping, then your margins might be cut pretty low because of the shipping costs. So I recommend if you have suppliers with low margins, but they end up having best-selling products, is to create bundle listings and to focus on selling those products as packages. Because if you can sell more of the products in one sale, you'll have more margin to work with. And obviously, like more higher dollar value, more margin, and you can cover the shipping costs, no problem. And that's usually where the most profitable orders are. So something to consider is products that you can sell in bundles and sell in packages when you're doing niche research is also a good thing. All right, so those are kind of my main tips. It's pretty simple. It's not that complex. I would just recommend starting with a niche and moving forward with that, getting a store going, getting some experience, and giving it like 3 to 6 months to see some profits. And then if for some reason you don't see anything moving, nothing is selling, that kind of thing, it might be a good idea just to ditch it and to move on to a new niche and to start a new store, that kind of thing. Some niches are just really better for retail storefronts. Some niches are better for direct consumer brands, things like that. And it's very difficult to sell in those particular categories, you know. And so just consider, you know, trying a few different ones and then seeing what works and then going more towards that. A lot of online e-commerce these days is very competitive. A lot of niches are. So you're going to have to do a lot with your prices and do a lot with like adding extra value, providing a lot of social proof to close sales, because you're going to have to prove yourself more than your competitors. And if your competitors are mostly just other e-commerce sellers, it might not be too difficult. But if your competitors are big box stores or other retailers, it might be a bit more difficult, because then the consumer has more options. You know, they can go into a store or something to buy it usually they'll just do that. So consider that. You got to be very competitive depending on your competitors in your space. And so another thing to watch out for is like how tough the competition is in a niche and whether you want to go into it because of that or not. But regardless of competition, there is usually always some way to make a good, decent income from any niche, but you just have to figure out the way through it. Every niche is different. So there's some really good ones. Definitely check my YouTube channel for niche research videos I put out periodically where I dive into any particular product category. I find competitors and point out the ones that you can model after. Those are really useful. And I'll continue to do those as well. And if you want more niche ideas, you can always check out my niches list, ecommerceparadise.com/niches. If you're brand new to this, check out my beginner's course for my free course for beginners. And that's included with the niches list. And then if you want to get a full course on how to get started, how to launch, how to scale, how to invest, things like that in high ticket dropshipping, then definitely go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass and sign up for my high ticket dropshipping masterclass. Thanks so much, guys. Definitely drop a comment below if you have any questions, and I'll be happy to respond, and I'll see you out there.